Okay, Rabbi Sal, let's begin. I have here a new sefer. It's called Mei Be'er. It was published by a Satmar Chassid. I didn't know this until yesterday. With someone who saw me holding, learning the sefer, I would have got it anyway. It's a very chashuv sefer. He told me this. Someone yesterday who saw me learning, says he knows the mechaber. He lives around the corner from him, and he gave him the sefer as a gift. He's a very fine fellow, a very nice fellow, a very, very Talmud Chacham. He's a Malamed. He teaches children. He's a very interesting person, and he uses Meshabeach the Sefer very, very much. It's an interesting Sefer. It's a collection of Minhagim, Yediyos, on the Yom Tov of Shavuos. It has a very interesting angle, a different, very interesting look at some of the Inyanim relating to Shavuos. I want to try now to go through with you. I went through a good chunk of, very quickly, of different Inyanim. It's very interesting. A lot of things are not really appropriate for the purpose of the Shir. But a few things which caught my attention, which I want to spend a few minutes on, and that is the Minhagim, some unique Minhagim about Shavuos, and about Yizkor. He has a very, very good, it's very hard to get to find a Torah or Sfarim talking about the theme of reciting Yizkor on Yom Tov. Okay, so we do it, our minhag is the Shol Shel Golem and Yom HaKippurim. So he has a very interesting chapter. Let's just first go through one thing at a time. Just some few short things. What are some of the unique minhagim? Oh, well, no, I'm not going to go talk about eating milchiks. That's a topic by itself, okay? But let's talk about the minhag of throwing apples and flowers. It's cited in numerous sources, in Midrashim, minhag lizroik tapuchim kitanim, small apples, nigag habayis, nigag beis hakneses, and the children, they collect them. I guess you go up to the ladies section, you go up to the gallery, or you go maybe outside and you throw down apples, and the children would come and collect the apple. Like, I know it sounds like an oifraf. Probably this is really where it comes from. I'm really guessing is that this minhag is very interesting because Shavuos is the ultimate marriage. It's the marriage between Klal Yisrael and Hashem. And it's for that reason they are minhagim to have these elaborate chuppos in the Beis HaKnesses, and they are minhagim to read a ksuba. Right before you read the Sefer Torah, they have a nusach, a ksuba, the obligations that Hashem, the chosen, has towards the Kal to Klal Yisrael. So what is one of the minhagim of the chuppah? To throw apples. You throw apples and even flowers. You know, by a Gosha wedding, they throw, I'm sure you all see the rice, but they throw also the flowers also? I think they also, they throw, I think the kala, she throws the bouquet.
She throws the bouquet.
The bouquet. So where does all this come from? It could very well be it comes from this medrash. It comes, it is, why is this done? So he explains the reason. The reason why it is done is because Kitapuach Ba'atse Hayar Kein Doidi Ben Habonos. It represents the concept of Kibbutz Goliath. Because the Pasuk in Shir Hashirim says that Kitapuach, like in a Tapuach, Ba'atse among the trees of the forest, Kein Doidi is my beloved amongst all of the daughters. And the daughters here refer to the Umay Sa'ila. And we have to appreciate, this doesn't mean Kibbutz Golias, it means that when Klal Yisrael was Mekabel the Torah, we have been selected from all the Umay Sa'ila. The Torah was offered to the whole world. It was up for taking. Anyone who wants it can come take it. And the only one that seized the opportunity to take the Torah was Klal Yisrael. So therefore, since this Pasuk contrast the difference between Klal Yisrael and Bein HaBonos. The Bonos here in this passage is interpreted to mean the Umay Sa'olam, and we are unique. We are the Tapuach. We are the most delicious, the most select, the chosen fruit from among all of the trees of the forest, which refer to the Umay Sa'olam, to reenact this, to bring this out, that we have become the chosen nation, the Am HaNivchar. The Yisim Li Segula, it's reenacted by throwing apples in the Beis HaKnesses and having the children collect the apples to bring the chibur between us and Klal Yisrael. That's where it comes from. Now let's go to the next minute. You know, there's another minute. Never. You ever see it? Never see. That's why I'm telling you. These are interesting things. Like, that's why I'm not going to go tell you this. You know, that's why I'm telling you, because this is new to me. I never heard about this minute. This minute comes from Medrash Abba Gurion. I'm a chol. You hear that Medrash?
No.
Medrash Abba Gurion. Uve Hagodas Esther. It's brought down in the Medrash of Esther. Kundrish Surid Polit.
It's not Esther Rambam. It's Hagodas.
He has Amud Viketa Mitzvilois Rabbeinu Maimon Avia Rambam, the Rambam's father. Okay, Rav Moshe ben Maimon. He has writings. He has tefillos, and this tefillos he makes mention of this minhag. Isn't it interesting? It could be also, and there's also like the minhag of Haman. Haman complained to Ahasuerus that these Jews are very strange. They do all of these strange things. There are different midrashim that where Haman describes, he goes in very great detail describing all of the bizarre minhagim of the Jewish people. And one of the minhagim he talks about in one of the versions is they do this on Shavuos. They go and they throw apples in the shul and they collect the apples. What kind of nation is this? There must be something. This is something which he used to his advantage to complain against the Jews. I don't know how that helped, but it's cited in all of these various sources. Yet we have yet to see someone do this bizman hazeh to go and throw apples in the shul and distribute and have the children collect it. I remember as a child. I see it really goes to show that these minhagim did exist, because I remember as a child it was a big thing on Simchas Torah to give out apples. They still do it here. Okay, but outside, but it's dying minhag. As far as I know, you go to Lakewood, they don't give out apples. They give out treats. What are treats? Whatever. You go, they'll go up, buy up the whole candy store, whatever they give out. Treats and treats and who knows what. But apples have not lost the shine, the appeal to children. It's just an apple, right? It's not some fancy...
The first thing that they do, the first thing that they give out is the apple.
And then they give out. So already in Lakewood, they already passed that. They don't give out the apples anymore. They just give out the other stuff. Already they've gone past that. It's a dying minute. But where does it come from? Obviously, if they used to giving out apples, it's a takeoff from what it says over here, what they did over here in what the original meaning is. All the apples. And why the apple? Because of the pasuk, which contrasts the apple to the atzei hayar, the other banos, the umas olam. The tapuach is unique among all of the trees of the forest. The banos are the umas olam. We're the klal yisrael. We have been selected through the Kabbalah Satara to be the am hanifchar. I mean, Simchas Torah is really the parallel to, it's really a partner to a Shavuos. So obviously there's a connection. You talk about an oifruf, to throw from the upstairs, from the ladies' section, the old shuls, typically the women were on the gallery, they were upstairs, to throw down, the gag based on Knesset. Obviously you see that's also it's a marriage, an oifruf, and this is the ultimate marriage. Obviously you see you see the dots. You start connecting the dots, you see that over 500 years, maybe 1,000, the Midrash will go back to 2,000 years, you see how things evolve, things have changed. Okay, next topic. Next topic is a very quick topic, because I never saw this, is that people have a minhag to make bread. Do you ever see this? Chalos in the tzura of a ladder. You heard this? You saw this? A ladder. A sulam. Yeah, okay, interesting. So people still do this today. And this is probably where seven layer cake comes from. Because the ladder, I'm not joking. The ladder, it's not lavda after bread, cakes. That's really what it says. Different types of things. V'dumus sulam yizayin shlivais. Why? Aliyah zecha l'shiva rikim shekora HaKadosh Baruch Hu b'shas matan Torah l'haroi she'ein oid milvadoi. V'minak toy v'yofe, who's saying this? Toy v'yofe, the Yosef Amit, he's an Achrein. Okay, Amur Huva bin Hoge, Frankfurt. Okay, seven layer cake. Where do you think it came from? I don't know, Google it. Go to Google, Wikipedia, see what they tell you where seven layer cake came from. Mestama, seven layer cake came from a minog of Shavuos, of Matan Torah. Hashem opened the Rakia. We all know, we say Hashem Echad. The eighth heaven, Hashem, the different Kabbalistic things, that there are seven heavens, and Hashem is in the eighth heaven, and Matan Torah, Hashem came down from Shemayim, was Megala, the seven heavens were open, to Megala, the Torah to us, seven layer cake. Okay, where, by the way, most seven layer cakes don't have seven layers. Yeah. they cheat, they only have six, some even five. It's a tircha to make seven layers, but this is really where, isn't this fascinating? Where all of these things come from. Okay, next topic. Okay, some have a minute to have square breads. Okay, this is really, we know the chalas, you know, they're the chalas are all woven, and then Rosh Hashanah they make round chalas. No, Shavuos square. Why is this? Four sides, and as an offshoot of this, some have four breads. Why? Torah is divided into four parts. Pardes, Pshat, Remesh, Dur, Soid. I read you what it says. V'yesh nohagu lasot schalo oruch im arbo'o roshim. A square chal. Who says this? Shin ayin, shin sadi aleph. The Tashvetz.
My mother recently dealt with this of four corners.
Oh, you see, we have an eyewitness account. This is all true. Who says the Tashvetz?
Oh, dealt with Lachomei because they were cheese.
Yeah, cheese, but
for
four angles.
Poor, we have the triangle, right? So here we have four. So you have an eyewitness account. Who says this? The Tashbates. The Tashbates was a Rishon. He was one of the Gedolei Rishonim. So we're going back over here for almost 700 years. Okay, and this was done. Today you don't see this being done at all. Why? Pshat, Remesh, Drush, Soit. Okay, next. Now let's go now to the next topic, which is a big topic. Grass. Spreading, no, you don't see this at all anymore. Okay, he goes through a lot of details. The Mekoros. Greens, trees, flowers. Emotions today, they have flowers. They decorate. What? They put out greens. Okay, but today, you most commonly go to a shul, they will decorate the shul with flowers. The truth is, flowers is nishtahi nishtaher. It's either going to be a tree. He traces all the sources. It's either going to be a tree, it's going to be grass, just grass, regular grass on the floor, or it's going to be something which has a fragrance. Fragrance. It has to be summon. Fragrances. So maybe the flowers fulfills that concept because the flowers produce pleasant fragrances. That's besamim. Or any other thing? No, nothing really else. Just to have flowers that are beautiful for the eye, which do not produce fragrance. Okay, it's a nice thing. You're beautifying the shul. It's an outgrowth, but it doesn't really seem to be any makar for having flowers that don't have any fragrance. Will not enhance the Beis HaKnesses with fragrance. Now, where does it come from, this concept? Let's talk about grass. So he has here quite a number of fascinating things of why the minhag used to be to put out grass on the floor in the Beis HaKnesses. The first explanation is, he elaborates upon this a little bit more. Let me leave out that for the number one for a moment. I'll come back to number one for a moment because it really develops much better later on. It's the anniversary of Moshe Rabbeinu being put into the Nile. This idea is brought out in a few different places, two different minhagim of Shuas. You make a calculation. Moshe Rabbeinu was born. When was Moshe Rabbeinu born? Zayin Adar, right? We all know that, right? Moshe died Zayin Adar. It means he was born Zayin Adar. Was he premature? Not premature. Machlokes in the Gemara. Rashi says he was premature. So and how? What does the pasuk say? V'lo yochlo oid hatzpinoi. Shalosh, 3 months. So how long from Moshe was born Zayin Adar to Zayin Nisan to Zayin Iyar to Zayin Sivan? Now Zayin doesn't mean Zayin, it means really Va, because the last day of the month, or the end of the month, the last day of the month, or you maybe want to say it's one was Moli, one was Choser, or you want to say the last day of the month is the end of the month. The birthday is always a year and 1 day. So if it would be Zayin, it would be 3 months and 1 day. The end of 3 months is exactly Zayin, or you can play around with the calendar and pad an extra day into the calendar. V'lo yachol oin hatzpina. The bottom line is we have a tradition that on Vav Sivan, or Matan Torah was really Zayin, there's so many ways you can play it, because Matan Torah in reality was really Zayin Sivan. Basically, Shavuos is the day when his father and mother gave up. A day of despair. It's very powerful. It's a very powerful day in Jewish history. I don't know about you, but many people live in a state of despair. You know, it's life is really not as doesn't really go the way you plan, and you despair. And all the days of despair, the power of the day of despair in the Jewish calendar, the greatest day of despair in Jewish calendar is Zayin Sivan. That was the day when the Gadol Hadar, the one who his role is to be mechazek Klal Yisrael. What is the role? What is the role of Amram and Yocheved? What was their role? They were you know the Gedolei Hadar to be mechazek Klal Yisrael. Give up, surrender. That's it. It's all over. Forget about it. We're here in Mitzrayim. We're all going to assimilate. We're gonna be crushed. They're gonna kill us. The rest of us will assimilate, and the end. It was a nice try. Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov. We lasted here in Egypt for 210 years. No, well, it was a little bit less than that, whatever it was. It was less. No, it was a nice experiment. It was a nice, Judaism was a nice experiment for the world. Didn't work out. No, close up shop. That's what he did. It's mamish what he did. And he put the baby in the basket. And they sent him out. And miracle of miracles. Miriam didn't give up. Miriam batei satzav achasam erichoyk v'dayam ma'ya oselo. Miracle of miracles. Who, none other than Bas Parah herself, saves Moshe. Halfway of a fella. And isn't it amazing? On this day is the day when Hashem gave us the Torah. It's halfway of a fella. The day of giving us the Torah is the anniversary of, in the greatest moment of Yeyush, miracles can happen. The Shemayim can open up. The seven Rikiyas can open up. And the Ribbono Shel Olam b'chvoydei uve'atzmai can come down on the Kisei HaKavod and give you the ultimate matana. Halfway of a fella. This is the anniversary. It's the saddest day of the Jewish history. It's worse than Tisha B'Av. It's the end of Yadus. And yet the Torah is given. In order to remind us of this event, there's grass all over the Beis HaKnesses. Because grass, you make the Beis HaKnesses into the Soif Hayan. They, what does it say in the past? What's the past? They took Moshe. Batosim basuf al svas hayan. The shul is supposed to look like the suf al svas hayan. You got to bring in your interior decorators. They're incredible. What they can do today, right? You can take a warehouse and you can make it look like a palace. You bring in your interior decorators, and the theme of the Beis HaKnesses on Shavuos is the suf al svas hayan. The suf al svas hayam doesn't have flowers, doesn't have trees, smells, and is just grass and reeds lying all over the place. That's what you're supposed to do on Shavuos, to remember that in the greatest moment of despair, you don't know, you never know, the Shemayim can open up suddenly, and Hashem Himself can come and give you the ultimate matana, the blueprint of creation, the greatest koyach. Isn't that a nice what?
That's why the Abarbanel makes a point of saying over here they had basically a family meeting what to do now that they couldn't hide him anymore and whether they should keep him and rely on a situation when they just decided that if they would hold on to Moshe Rabbeinu, they had to play the numbers game. If they were caught with the baby, they would all be killed. This way, only one child would kill them. They could survive if they got rid of him. That was a major
strategic decision.
It was a family meeting.
Very, very scary. Okay, so this is an incredible idea. I mean, you can't deny that this idea is a fantastic approach to understand the Minhag Yisrael, and it's a chaval. We don't do this today. Today, you don't see going in the shul, see grass long, you don't see this today. Another time is going back to the thing we mentioned, Tapuch Ba'atzeh Hayar. The non-Jews are called grass. What does it say about the non-Jews? Yadver amim tachtenu ulu'umim tachas ragleinu. And what does it say about the Rishoyim? Bifroyach Rishoyim kimoy Esef. Okay, it's not very polite. I'm sure the Goyim, maybe that's why we don't do it, because the Goyim start hearing about this, they're not going to be very happy. We live in the world of transparency. And as soon as YouTube has a clip about what the Jews are doing, it's not going to be very good for us. But according to Chazal, the grass, they are the Goyim. The Goyim who have tormented, who have harassed us, who have brought upon us untold misery. These are what?
It's Rishoyim as opposed to
Tzadikim. Okay, Rishoyim. Befroyach Rishoyim Kumayesef. He's combining the dots here. It's difficult. You're right. It's difficult. You have to understand the generation of when they did this. See, Baruch Hashem, we are blessed. We live in America, freedom of religion. We're not looking to go and step on anyone. But you have to understand, you're talking about people, there's a different world. When some of these minhagim evolved, and a world of persecution, and people, every moment someone's out to get you, and there's no transparency. No one's watching. There are no satellites and drones and YouTube. You live a very private existence. So it's impossible for us to appreciate the whole science of how these minhagim came to be. But yet, this is what's said, is that the Grash represents the Umos Olam who have caused us untold tsar, and we put it on the floor, and Shavuos, and we step on it. And you walk around stepping on it to express that through the Koyach HaTorah, when Hashem gave us the gift of giving us the Torah, this is what gives us dominance of Yadder, Amim Tachteinu, Umim Tachas Ragleinu. Okay, it's a different approach. Obviously, that approach is not going to go very well in modern times. We would be afraid to do such a thing like this. Okay, the third reason, which really develops to a very, very great length, is that they came to Har Sinai. The pasuk emphasizes Gam Hatzoyin VeHabokar Al Yiru El Mul Hahor Ahu. The Tzoyin and the Bokar should not graze opposite Har Sinai. Now, if you go to Har Sinai, they claim they know where it is. They don't know where it is. Face, I don't know. But what?
Pretty much barren.
There's nothing grows there. It's a desert. It's dead as dead can be. How in the world is there a mountain? All of a sudden, the mountain is blossoming with fresh, lush, greenage, grass, and the animals are probably housed, and they haven't seen such good, delicious grass. Who knows? Even in Egypt, there wasn't such delicious food. There was a taiva. The Klaish had a lot of animals. They all wanted to go and partake of the grass. This reality that there's grass growing out of a mountain where the animals would want to graze doesn't make sense. This is because there's nothing grows in the desert. It doesn't seem. It seems that even from what we know about it, this does not seem to be possible. I don't know. Maybe I don't know. It does not seem to be possible. So what then is the answer? The Torah is not telling us lies. Torah is telling us that when HaKadosh Baruch Hu came down to give the Torah, it brought with it Chayim. The Torah, Kihein Chayim V'yachimeinu Torah, it was a supernatural koyach. It was a vitality which is something that we cannot comprehend. And when the Torah came, it just brought with it life and vitality to the world. And this is something that we have to remember when we're makamal Torah. Come Shavuos, there's grass all over the place. There should be all the places to remind you. The Har Sinai is a desert, and yet in the desert, a miracle happened. There was vitality to remind the person that the Torah ki hein chayin v'yarech yamenu. That's it. This is where your life, your koychas chayim will come. It's not going to come from anything else but this. It's a powerful visual reminder of the kedusha and the koyach that the Torah can give, klal yishon give us. All right, then he has some Kabbalah reasons, like Yorok is Begamashria Shai, 310, Lahanchil Le'ohavai Yesh. All right, that's a little nice little agadata. Okay, then he talks about flowers. You know, I take it back. He does talk about flowers. I made a mistake. I forgot. I talked about flowers. He does mention that, not so much the flowers, but fragrances. Fragrances to remind us of when Hashem gave the Torah to Klal Yisrael, the Har Sinai had produced fragrances. But more specifically, it alludes to what Yitzchak said about Yaakov. Re'ei re'ach p'ni, ki re'ach sodeh, asher berachoy Hashem. That when Yitzchak gave the brachos to Yaakov, he smelled him and he blessed him. And when he blessed him, he smelled the fragrance of tapuchim. And then Chazal go on to say on that exact pasuk, Kach Yisrael, Kigdimu, why dafka tapuach? Why did Yitzchak Avinu say about Yaakov that you smell like kerech sadeh, the rech tapuchim? Ma tapuach, it produces the fruit before the leaves. Kach Yisrael, Higdimu, Naser l'nishma. So right away you see the connection. The connection is obvious that since the brach of Yitzchak to Yaakov was Kireach Sodeh Rech Tapuchim, so in order, and the Chazal pick up upon that, and they talk about the theme of Nasev and Nishma. That's why we elaborate upon that, and we remind ourselves of the Reach of Klal Yisrael, how Yitzchak responded with the bracha of Nasev the Nishma. Okay, one last fascinating reason why we put out grass is because there is a tradition that Reuven Reuven, the son of Yaakov Avinu, we know that he went out, Vayelech Reuven b'mei Kitzir Chitin, and he collected grass, different grasses, which Chazal say were fertility pills, modern day equivalent of fertility treatments or pills. And he came back from the field and he gave these that night. It was that night it was scheduled to be the night of Rachel. Well, Yaakov would be in the tent of Rachel, and Rachel, they were waiting for Yaakov to come back from work, and in the meantime Reuven arrived from the field with these very valuable asavim, blades of grass, which were known to be beneficial in order to assist in Periya Revia. And Rachel said to Leah, can you do me a favor? You know, I don't have any children. Maybe instead of you having these grasses, maybe you can give it to me. So Leah said, I'll make you a deal. Okay, we'll make a deal. And what's the deal? The deal is, I'll give you the grasses, but that means Yaakov is going to come to my ohel, not your ohel. So Rachel said, so be it. It's kedai, it's worth it. So Rachel took the asavim, and Yaakov went to the ohel of Leah, and that night she became pregnant with Yisachar. And Yisachar is, that's why she called him Yisachar, Yesh Sachar, I have received reward by giving up the dudoim, these flowers, these dudoim, these flowers to Rachel. I was rewarded with another child whose name is going to be Yisachar. And what do we know about Yisachar? Yisachar was one who excelled in Torah. Yisachar Chamor Gorem, Roivei Tzpeda Mishpasayim, He was a Yar Menucha Kitoy, the one that appreciated the Menucha that lies in Torah was Yisachar. So therefore, fascinating, the reason why you go into Shul, and the Shul is all full of grass, is to remind you that, and then also, by the way, this is the tradition that Yaakov came home that night, that Shavuos was the night when she got pregnant. She got pregnant with, when Leah got pregnant with Yisachar, it took place on Zion Sivan, as a reminder that tonight was the conception of Yisachar, the Shevet in Klal Yisrael that had the deepest appreciation for the Menucha of Torah. And how did this come out to be? It's the Sechar Yisachar that she gave the Dudoim, the grasses that were found in the field of her son, to Rachel. Now, how that works, that's a different topic of discussion. What's the lumpness of why couldn't she just do her a favor? I mean, come on. Yaakov can go, I have these questions, Yaakov can go to you tonight, and you can also have the grasses. Why did she have to go take advantage? I don't know. Okay, I don't know. Obviously, there is something to discuss. What it is, but that's not the point. The point is, this event did indeed occur, and this event did lead to the conception of Yisachar. In order to reenact this, in order to be reminded of this, we spread grass out in the shul. So we have over here really a sacha culture here, really very fascinating, all these different reasons to remember the Moshe Rabbeinu, the day of despair of Amram and Yocheved, and yet the miracle of what happened to Moshe, we reenact with the grass. We have the grass to remind of Holtzoyinu Bokar, Al Yir Mula Harahu, the grass to remind us of the Tapuchim of Yitzchak, what he smelled in Yaakov, Nasa V'Nishma, and the grass to remind us of the Dudoim of Reuven that were given to Leah, that were given to Rachel, and in turn Shmuel was born. Very, very old, different.
There's a menage called Shavisi that you do paper cuts for Shavuos.
You do what?
Paper cuts. People couldn't afford flowers. They just like we have sukkahs.
Right. They put paper cuts. Yes, absolutely. He brings that down as well. He sized paper cuts in the window. Designs you put on the window. Designs of flowers or other images, and he mentions that, and he says that where to compliment it. Basically, people couldn't afford. They didn't have flowers. They didn't have the real thing. They couldn't afford or didn't grow. They lived in regions of the world where it did not grow that time of the year to import our flower. Where do they come from today? They don't grow. You know, the flowers, you have flowers the whole year round. They're getting them all over the world. Import. You know what a business it is? You know what complex is the florist where he gets the flowers, the scheduling of getting the flowers from all over the world different times of the year? So it wasn't always like that. In Echanan, he cites that exactly. Let's go to another interesting minhag. I'm sure you all know about the ice bucket challenge. Okay? Oh, before we get to the ice bucket challenge, let's talk about one of the trees. What about trees? Okay, we might have to do the yiskar another time. We might run out of time. Yiskar will have to do maybe another time because I want to do tomorrow about the koisel. Chesel Yushalayim, so we might have to postpone the Yiskar, but let's just finish up these minhagim. Trees. There's a minhag to put a tree, forget about leaves, to put a whole tree in the shul. Why? So the main reason why you would do that is because it is the Yoim HaDin for the Peres Ilan. Shavuos is the Yoim HaDin for the Peres Ilan. In order that we should be mispalel for the fruits, the Peres Ilan, you need a visual reminder. When you see the tree in front of you in the Beis HaKnesses, you know this tree needs Peres. And today is the Yoim HaDin. It's the Yoim HaDin for the Peres Ilan. So let's be mechavim, let's be mispalel that there should be Peres. And by the way, the Peres doesn't just mean fruits of the tree. Peres is a very powerful term. A human being also needs to produce Peres. It's a very powerful concept what Peres represent. And in order to remind the person, you're supposed to put trees in the Beis HaKnesses to be reminded. Do you put fruit trees? Do you put not fruit trees? Ilan Yisraq, Chazal Sela, Asalavu, even the Ilan Yisraq is going to produce tree, going to produce. So different opinions, there's a lot of the whole topic is some say bedafka fruit trees, some say bedafka not fruit trees, do both, whatever it is. There are those that are misnagate. The main reason why the people, the grow was misnagate, they're putting trees in the Beis HaKnesses, is because who goes to Amen? The goyim do this. Not I thought it was Asher, it's not Asher. That was Avodah Zarah. There's no Avodah Zarah Bizman Azeh. It's because Chukos, the Goyim, they do this. The Chukos Amim, this is their custom. So he protested, Bizman Azeh, we don't really have that of an issue. It's definitely a very popular minig. Now let's go to the last minig. The last minig is the ice bucket challenge. So where does Even Obama did the ice bucket challenge. It's the first video. You type in ice bucket challenge, it's the first video that comes on YouTube. 15 million people watched that video. Half of the fella. 15 million people watched Obama pour a bucket of ice water over his head to bring out awareness for ALS. And they raised, I went to Wikipedia, they raised astronomical sums of money. It's been extremely successful. You don't hear about it anymore. You still hear the bucket of ice? It's a fad, passed. But they raised an astronomical sum of money, I think $40 million, compared to what they used to raise. So it was very, very successful. So where does it come from? You should know the ice bucket challenge is nothing really new. I don't know about the ice, but the bucket challenge is Shavuos. This was a minhag, would you believe this, that was done even Bilavuv, in Lemberg. Okay? In Lemberg. Lemberg was an aim for Ir B'Yisrael. Lemberg was the capital of Galicia. So it was mamish, aim for Ir B'Yisrael. This is the Galicia. And I made a mistake. Maybe it's Biluv, not Bilavuv. Maybe I'm making a mistake where the city is. Anyway, it's cited here in a lot of sources, the Achar Suda Shachris. After Shachris, you ate the morning meal, you go out, HaYishoivchim, Noidois Mayim Ish Al Re'ehu. Buckets of water, and you pour buckets of water over each other. Doesn't say that. V'chol ha-marbe, look what it says here. He brings, he's citing this holy sources here. V'chol ha-marbe l'shvoich, ha-rei zeh m'shubuch. It's mamish, the ice bucket challenge. Why? So he goes on to cite reasons. V'ramzu l'zeh toiroh es nim sholamayim, hoi kol tzomei l'chulamayim. Be humble, like Torah is very to the Amokim. Okay, he brings this was done, mainly was done in Africa. It was very popular, meaning in Africa, and he has all these other places I'm not even familiar with, and it's cited by the father of Rav Maimon, the Rambam's father, was very into this. He has real, real authentic sources. The Rambam's father cites this minute in his Tilois. He did this. Some say the reason why they do this goes back to what we said before, is Moshe Rabbeinu. Al Suf Al Sas Hayam, Moshe Rabbeinu was saved in order to remember it's Mayim, don't worry about the Mayim. I pour water over you, anything happened to you? Okay, you gotta change your suit, but you're okay. Pour a bucket of ice, nothing's gonna happen to you. Moshe was thrown into the water, anything happened to Moshe Rabbeinu? He came out okay. That's one reason. Another reason was it's really Merames on the Tal. The closest thing you have to water is to do. Is Tal? What happened when my Matan Torah? Techiyah Sameisim. When Hashem said, Anochi Hashem Elokecha, Parchu Nishmasan. They all died. They could not cope with the HaKadosh Baruch Hu speaking to them. So what did Hashem do? Hashem brought upon them Tal, dew to bring them back to life, to revive them, in order to be reminded of the revival, the miraculous revival of the Tal. So we don't have Tal, we don't have buckets of Tal. The next best thing is we revive ourselves with buckets of water. Another reason is Vizarakti Alechem Mayim Tahoirim Utahartem. Alright, other reasons. However, you should know that a lot of Gedolei Yisrael thought that this is hocus pocus. They saw that this really is a Muslim African minhag. Okay, this was a custom done by the Muslims in Africa, and what the Goyim do, the Jews like to do, and also there are so many halachic issues doing this. Firstly, you're a mazik, you're causing someone, you have a nice suit, someone... Look, I got in trouble, you know, I'll tell you a story. Very recently, I go to Torah Das at night, there are mice, okay? There are mice. Yeah, there are mice running around there at night. There are mice. Yeah, in the base of the back there, there's always been mice. There's always. So I do this all the time, every so often. So I go to the store, and I buy for $3, I buy some mice traps. And I put the glue traps. I put them all over the place because I don't like the mice coming on me. I don't like the mice going in front of me. I'm already used to all the guys that come. They get so scared. And the guy, the little creature's not going to harm you. You know this little guy? He's not going to harm you. So the guy says to me, "You know, a guy here yesterday, he was taking out a safer and he slipped and his jacket fell in the mouse trap. And he got the glue all over his jacket and he's very angry at me. He's angry because that he wants to give. I should pay for the cleaning bill." The cleaning bill. Okay, fine. What am I supposed to do over here? What?
He went to
the tour? No, he's not going to do. But he wants to let me know. He wants to let me know that it's my fault. Okay, fine. So it's a real shiloh because the bucket, pouring buckets of water. People, you're ruining their suits. They're ruining their clothing. And his mom's there. Shuvis, go look at the Otzah Chachma Shuvis of people going to Rabbanim. Suing the Chaverim for damages because of the ice bucket challenge that was done on Shavuos. Furthermore, Schita, you get soaking wet, you're going to wring out your clothing, you're getting into a lack of shilas. So a lot of the Rabbanim put an end to this. Tell them also, what's the Makar for this? What's the Makar? It's a Muslim African minhag. There really is no Makar. Alright, you want to say there's a Makar? The Rambam's father says it was done, so you can't say it wasn't done. Okay, but in any event, it is something which is interesting. Alright, stop here. What? Yeah, I can't. All the time. Yeah. I throw in the garbage.